Spencer Chase of the Woolsey Westington FFA chapter and South Dakota State University, talking with Jacob Schindler from the Lowndes County FFA chapter out of the state of Georgia, this year's National FFA Star in Agri Science. Jacob, first of all, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
What does it feel like to be a National FFA Star winner?
It's an incredible feeling, just amazing.
What was going through your mind when it's you and three other finalists on stage? You know, you've gotten to know them over the course of the past couple days, and all of a sudden you hear your name announced.
Oh, goodness, I should have asked for those guys' contact information before we went up here. Now they're not going to talk to me.
What can you tell us about your enterprise, Jacob?
Well, I'm working on kudzu eradicating devices, and specifically Keta, which is a drill that allows me to administer helium to the soil, and I'm so excited that I'm going to be officially patented with that in just a few months. So it will be excellent to have a method of eradicating kudzu in an environmentally friendly manner.
Okay, and what can this application mean to the average everyday farmer that's looking to eradicate kudzu?
It means an easy application, a cheap application, and an effective application.
And what's the scale? You know, what is one application going to do? I mean, how much would you need to cover, say, like a 40-acre field?
Well, at 40 acres, you would assume about 45 to 50 plants, each parent plant being the main source that you're looking for. So you'd buy multiple helium tanks or possibly hire a service, and you would be looking at just under $500 or so.
Okay, so certainly a financially friendly method as well.
Absolutely, that's the main goal here.
So what was it that made you want to pursue this?
I wanted to put kudzu on Mars, but through a series of follies, I ended up trying to find the effects of various gases on kudzu, and when I discovered that helium effectively killed the kudzu, I knew that I had to start looking into it a little bit more.
And what about your future plans? How does this tie in with those?
Well, hopefully I will be able to start a business off of this device, as well as continue matriculating towards a Bachelor's of Landscape Architecture and combine my understanding of kudzu eradication with landscape architecture to benefit people somehow.
All right, and being a National FFA Star winner, I imagine there's got to be a lot of people in your corner that have helped you out along the way. Is there anyone you'd like to thank at this time?
Absolutely. My advisors have been absolutely instrumental in this, as well as my parents who have pushed me every step of the way to make sure I got here.
And Jacob, what are some plans that you have as far as working with the community to say, listen, you know, a guy like me can win this award. Why not you? Why not your children?
I plan on going back to my high school as well as several of the middle schools in my area and directly talking with students. It's one of my favorite things. It's actually meeting the new faces of FFA and seeing what they are all doing.
And this probably being, if not the culminating event, it's got to be one of them, of your FFA membership. Certainly been a long and wonderful ride. What can you tell me about just the skills and the experiences that you've gained through your time in National FFA?
You know, I've learned time management skills, learned how to set attainable goals, job skills necessary for my future career. I've learned so much, and it will stay with me for a lifetime.
Jacob, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
That's Jacob Schindler from the Lowndes County FFA chapter out of the state of Georgia, this year's National FFA Star in AgriScience. For FFA Today, I'm Spencer Chase.